Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 69, Half Marathon Race Planning. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Hey everyone, Gerard here. This week, the focus of the podcast is half marathon race planning. Kind of a bizarre time when it seems that we've got COVID back in New Zealand and there's lots of uncertainty going around. Auckland is in level 3, meaning there's no events happening there. Wellington, currently we're in level 2, and the Wellington Marathon have just announced that their event, they are planning to go ahead as was scheduled on the 30th of August. Now, that's of course assuming that we're out of level 2 into level 1. But I think that's really, really good positive thing for us all to still have something to work towards. I really feel for those in Auckland who have got a lot less certainty, a lot less freedom at the moment. But look, for those of us who have the opportunity, let's make the most of it. Let's keep working towards that. Hope that things continue to go the right way so that we can do that event. And then for everyone else, I hope you can take a lot of confidence that there will be events coming back again very soon in and around Auckland, the rest of the country, for those that have been delayed. Okay, so we are doing this half marathon. It's a block of training that we've been working towards over the last, 8 weeks or so. And so we've had in squad some pretty tough runs now, and that's both the running effort as well as the weather conditions. One we had a couple of weeks ago was just horrendous southerly, so we're pretty well versed for anything that Wellington might throw at us. Now, when it comes to planning for a half marathon, the very first thing is starting with your goals. Okay, what is it, or your goal? What is it that you want to achieve from this event? Now, I know that the most obvious thing that most people will immediately jump to is a time goal. And I'm not big on having time goals, particularly for something like half Ironman, Ironman, where the events are so long, it's so far between when we do them, and there are a number of variables that can come into it. When it comes to something a bit shorter, like a half marathon, I'm a bit more relaxed about time goals because a lot of people know their running capability, got a good idea about that, probably have done the course before, done the event before. They are generally pretty flat, so quite measurable. So having something based around time is actually fine in my books for this situation. But that's got to be a meaningful goal for you, okay? Not just a dream goal. Not just something that is just plucked out of the air, but actually, what is it that you think you might be capable of at a real stretch in this event? And that can only come from knowing yourself and how your training has been going. So if you have been training well, done something like a 5K, a park run, a 10K, another event which is very measurable in itself, what you can do is you can go to something like, if you Google McMillan Running Calculator, you can plug in the result from that other event and it gives you an estimate of what you are capable of. So let's say we did park run a number of weeks back. Everyone's got a time from that. You can go and plug in that park run time and this calculator will go, okay, based on you running a 5K in this time, this is what you should be capable of for a half marathon. Now that assumes that you have done the training and that things kind of go roughly according to plan on the day. It's not a guarantee, but it's a ballpark, this is what you're capable of. So yeah, if you've got that data, then that's a really good thing to do, to go, oh, okay, that's probably, based on my last event, roughly where I'm at. Then you'll also have been doing running and training. And we've been doing a fair bit of tempo running in our longer runs because for a lot of people, a half marathon is close to that tempo, medium intensity level effort. So again, thinking about those efforts, yes, they're tough, And they were tough at the time. But when you put yourself into a race situation with other people, when you are tapered, they just have a think, okay, yeah, I think there's a chance I could do that. So again, knowing yourself, that's really, really important when it comes to those time goals. If you're going to go with a goal that's not time-based, well, what else is there? For some people, they do these events and really struggle with pacing. If you're someone who always goes out too hard, hey, there is your goal. It's all about controlling, say, that first 3 to 5K so that you can be really strong at the end for a better overall result. Okay, so it's not about a time, but it's about a process that you will go through on the day to give you the best possible time that you can. For people who are going to be out there for longer, your half marathon might be a run walk that you're doing. And I've said it before, but a lot of people who come from purely a running background consider walking a failure. But what we've really learnt from the triathlon world is that walking is quite often, or in half an Ironman, it's usually your fastest way to a result. So if you're someone who doesn't have a lot of running under your belt or will be out there for quite a long time, then having a planned run-walk approach for this half marathon can give you your best overall result. So you need to think about, what is that going to be? What is that run-walk combination going to be? It might be 6 minutes run, 2 minutes walk. It might be 14 minutes run, 5 minutes walk. There's a huge range of possibilities, but hopefully it's something that you have worked on yourself over time. And so you've got a feel of it. Okay, what level can I do of running and walking combination to get me to the end as strongly and as quickly as I can? Look, another goal, which is a lot less measurable, can be around your mental approach to it. So those people who really struggle with nerves, who really struggle with self-talk, with giving in when things get harder, having some kind of goal around that is fabulous, because if that becomes your number one focus, there's really, really good learning about yourself and for future events. So that's always number one. Goals. Whatever yours is, just make sure you do have a goal. You're not just, you haven't paid your money and you're not going to do this just to turn up on the day and throw the dice and see what happens. Go and get something purposeful out of it. Make the most of this opportunity. Okay, so for those who are working or have a goal based around a time, well, we're running a relatively flat half marathon, there's a few variables like wind that might come into it. So we've got to figure out, how are we actually going to pace that for starters? Because 95% of people are going to start this far too fast. When you go to the start of any event like this, like I said before, people are tapered and rested and fresh. The gun goes and you're caught up with this mob of 1,000 other people and you just feel good. You get carried along with it. Things are just feeling easy at the start, and you can find yourself running far too quickly. So if you are someone who's targeting a time, being very clear about what your pace is for to achieve that time, and making sure that you're really controlled at the start so that you're not, you cannot bank time. Okay, if you go too hard for you, you will always pay for it later on. So it's always better just to be a little bit conservative at the start. If you did go actually a little bit too easy, you will always be able to make up for that at the end. Okay, but just watching pace as an absolute number all the way through is not useful on its own, because GPS is not always accurate. Just about everyone who runs this event, they come out of it with a long measurement and they go, oh, the course was long today. It's not. It's just that GPS is not as accurate as measuring it as the guy who walks around the bays with his roller taking the official measurement. So sticking to an absolute pace number that you're seeing on a watch, that pace will be wrong at times. There's also conditions, weather conditions. Wellington has a reputation for being windy. There could be wind on the day. So if you're running with the wind behind you, then trying to stick to a particular pace is not going to be useful, because when you turn around, trying to maintain that pace into the wind will absolutely blow you apart. So you have to take into account all of these variables as well. Okay, it's great. Having a time, having a pace is good, but you have to still work out what goes around that. It's not, you're not just a robot. The conditions aren't perfect. It won't just happen automatically. You have to adjust for what's happening on the day. Okay, now, nutrition. Half marathon, no one thinks about nutrition for that. And look, you don't need to overthink it at all. It is pretty simple. What I would say, though, is that thinking about your meals beforehand, yeah, dinner the night before, breakfast the morning of, familiar foods that your body knows that you would normally have before you do a big, hard training session. It's pretty much that simple. If there are foods that you know don't sit so well when you go for a tough Saturday morning run, okay, those are the things to avoid. The things that sit well in your stomach, those are the things to have. Real, real simple there. During the race, well, in theory, a half marathon is short enough that you've got all the fuel on board that you need. So in theory, you don't need to take in any nutrition, and a lot of people won't. But for those people who are out there for a bit longer, it is quite a long time to be out there, 2 hours plus. And as well as the body getting tired, the brain gets tired. So having a little bit of nutrition during the event is actually a good thing in my books, because you just keep a bit of sugar topped up, great for the signaling to the muscles, but also for the brain. Okay, the brain is the body is really sucking a lot of sugar out of the body. Sorry, the muscles working hard are sucking a lot of sugar out of the body. They're using up that stored energy. So putting a bit back in to keep the brain fueled as well, to keep you sharp and keep you focused on what you're doing, is useful. So that could be as simple as just a cup of sports drink at each aid station, if you like what they have there on course. It might be you might carry with yourself one, maybe two gels to have. Now, you don't need a lot of nutrition. You don't even need a lot of fluid because of the distance and the time that you're out there for a half marathon. Marathon, bit of a different story. But a half marathon, you're thinking about enough to get you through. That's all you need. What's going to be good to have just to keep me sharp right to the end. That simple. And then afterwards, nutrition, again, no one thinks about that because, hey, you've done the event, you're celebrating. But what I would say is do have something to eat and sipping away at drinks pretty soon after the event. Sure, give yourself a few minutes just to catch your breath and settle the body again. But we do want to recover from this event. And that is both physically recover, restocking our energy stores for what's coming later on in training, but also just so that we can still be engaged in life. So if you go home to your partner or family or whoever it is after this event, you've smashed yourself, you haven't eaten anything afterwards, maybe don't feel like drinking very much, maybe you've been you had a coffee, that's about it. Well, look, you're not putting things back in so that you can carry on with life as well. And this is going to be a really big theme for something I talk about in a few weeks ago. We want to perform not only for training, but for life. So do just, yeah, make sure you do eat something soon afterwards and have a good meal again after that when you can. But do be aware of the after as well. Okay, and look, one thing that I just missed before when I was talking about conditions and pacing and all of that kind of stuff. If it is a windy day, my top tip is do draft behind other people when you're running into the wind. It does make a real difference. We probably all know it from swimming and biking. Running, you don't normally notice it until there is a really strong wind. So if you are running into a headwind at any stage and there's other people around you, where you can, sit in behind those people. Let them do the work, because it does take a lot more energy running into a strong wind. Let them do the work. You just bide your time. You might even hop from person to person if the pace is down a bit or not quite, or changing, not quite right. Draft your way through that headwind, and then it's going to leave you again strong for the end. And the very last thing I wanted to touch on was the mental aspect of racing a half marathon. Okay, it's any kind of event that we're doing, aiming to do to the best of our capability, it is tough, both physically and mentally. We are going out there for a best possible effort on that day. So if we're doing that best possible effort, that should hurt. It doesn't matter what the difference is, the distance, be it a 5K or a marathon or an Ironman, whatever it is, it should hurt. You're out to achieve your very best. So it's really important to recognize that beforehand, okay? Brace yourself for the fact it is going to hurt. And there's some incredible research around this that says the people who do it, who do brace themselves and they do recognize beforehand that they are going to really push themselves, it's going to hurt, they're prepared for those moments when they come. The people who haven't even thought about it, those are the people who tend to back off a bit more. They're almost surprised that, oh, this has got tough. Oh, it's hard. I don't know what to do. So do just in the days leading up to it, take a few moments just to quietly visualize it and visualize both the things going well, but the things getting tough as well, and recognize what you do, where you go, how you behave in those moments so that you are ready for them. Now, when it does get tough, is there are some people respond differently. Some people really rise to those challenges, and some people they struggle with those challenges. And a lot of people are surprised when I say that I struggle with negative self-talk during a race. Okay, it's just something in me, and a lot of others as well, that when the going gets tough, the brain starts getting really negative and it's just chipping away, going at it, this is hard, this hurts, I'm not going to make it, how can I keep doing this? So if you're someone who gets that, I think there's a couple of really good things you can do. Number one is focus on your breathing. Because when things get negative in the head, often that's reflected with a bit of tension in the body. The breathing gets a bit irregular, and that just all feeds round into making things feel harder again. So number one, breathe. Focus on your breathing, then relax the body to go with that. You can run fast and hard, be working hard, but be relaxed at the same time. So that is absolutely number one. Then number two is actually almost you need to get outside of your head and do an independent assessment of yourself and say, well, actually, yes, this is hard, but I'm doing it right now. And if I'm doing it right now, there is no reason I cannot continue to do this. So you breathe, you relax, and you recognize that you are actually doing it. In a lot of cases, for me personally, I find that hugely beneficial. That's just almost a life-changing moment when you have that realization, and it leads to some great things. But if things are still a bit dark inside the head, then it's time to think about distractions. And that's as simple as breaking it down to the next corner, the next lamppost, the next person that you're chasing down, whatever it is, but break this thing down into small chunks. Don't think about all the distance you've got to go. One little thing at a time. And then another good option is distraction. So rather than focusing on the running or even the lamppost coming up, distract your brain so it cannot be full of negative thoughts. And the simplest way that I've found for doing that is simply counting. Count your foot strikes, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 1 to 10, or whatever it might be. And that act of counting puts you into a rhythm, keeps the brain busy, that negative talk really, really struggles to come through that. And look, like I said, any event where you're going out there to do your best possible effort and result on that day, it's going to be tough. So having a few of these mental strategies already prepared beforehand is always going to lead to more success. So look, that's it. Wrapping up, going through it, just be clear on your goals, have some goals set for yourself so that you can get something purposeful out of this day. Think about how you're going to pace it, how you're going to approach it, your pacing, how you're going to go with your nutrition, conditions that are going to be out there, and then mentally, how you're going to tackle this mentally. That's it, folks. I really hope that's useful. Do a bit of preparation for yourself around that. Really happy to have some chat within the team about other ideas. And let's then go out and smash that half marathon in a couple of weeks' time.